You have one unheard message.
Hi, I was calling Current, the influencer marketing platform, but I think I just got redirected to a bunch of people listening to a podcast. Well, anyways, I was calling Current because I was told they could help get my brand set up on TikTok Shop and even build out an affiliate program of content creators promoting my brand and even have those content creators go on live streams and promote my product there. Wow, I could really use Current. I also heard that the brands they work with are making millions in sales. I guess I'll just go to their website at current.tech.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Yeah,
does it say not? It does. We're live. Yes.
It says mine says recording.
Are you
recording?
Mine
says it.
All right, okay. So we're up. Welcome back to the Handmade Podcast, episode 48, version 2. We're back. Derek's reporting from a new location. I guess this one's not undisclosed though. You actually, you know what? Let's keep some anonymity in your location. Why should you tell anybody where you are?
I'm in my secret bunker.
He's in the bunker.
He's in Colin Furze's bunker.
That's right.
Dude, is he nuts?
I don't understand how he's not getting in trouble with the city or town that he lives in.
I don't understand how one of those plastic laundry bins hasn't.
Oh my God!
On its
those
way
are the strongest bins. It. Those handles. Those are the strongest handles I've ever seen.
How many episodes does he have out on?
Like two or three?
I think it was two. It was when he was starting to dig the hole.
Oh, yeah, maybe three.
Like,
yeah.
He's nuts.
Oh, he's crazy.
And it was like so slow going. I was like, he's really going to do this?
Oh, my God.
I honestly kind of don't. Listen, the video has 3.5 million views, so clearly people want to watch it, but I just don't understand the point.
It's going to take him like 6 months.
The bunker in the backyard I got, but like
the
underground like El Chapo tunnel, like I don't know. I haven't
it's
watched
cool
any
to
of the
see
videos.
If you can do it.
Yeah, but I mean, I don't know. I just like, it just seems like a lot of work.
Oh, it's a ton of work. Yeah. He's only gone straight down so far and he's done like three videos. Can you imagine, like you said, like El Chapo, how long those guys must have did that for, or how many guys they must use if they did it quickly? Like, that's so much work. They had a train track little system with a motorcycle tied to it. They had ventilation because once you go a certain distance, you got to ventilate that thing, because you can't breathe.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, even what he's doing
and support
here,
the
like,
ceiling
is,
and
even what he's doing here is so fucking dangerous.
Dude, oh, it is. It is dangerous.
That. I was just gonna say when
he could
was
die
standing there. When he was, I mean, what is it? 4 feet. You have to have it shored up. And
like
over like 6 feet. It has to be like physical, like you know, those expanding things.
Yeah.
Or whatever. Dude, guys in Boston got killed. Two guys on a construction site. It was a couple of years ago now, but it caved in. It got just from the wet dirt and everything, and Back Bay, and it's like. It just, like, that looked like such moist, muddy soil.
Oh.
Like, I mean,
I'm watching it now. He's got the hydraulic, like, pusher.
To break up that clay.
But even that, buy a fucking jackhammer.
Exactly.
You have 11 million subscribers on YouTube.
Well, he rented one.
I'm sure you can afford it.
Yeah.
Oh, he does get one?
He rented one, I think, to break up the slab. But I don't know. Like, there was a video I saw on Instagram, and it was, like, of OSHA pulling up to a job site, and two guys were in, like, a hole in the road. And they didn't have shoring, and OSHA comes up and like, what do you guys know you need shoring in that thing, right? And they're like, oh no! And then literally, like, there's an excavator arm like down in the hole, and two guys are in the hole. The entire thing caves in, and like the guys jump up and grab onto the excavator as OSHA's there, like telling them they need to support the walls of the hole.
If you've never seen a hole cave in like that, because when we would
it happened in a split second
and stuff. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It just crushes. It's unbelievable. And we have, Like, we use, like, these ground rods. They're, like, 8 feet deep. They're just pushed into the ground. You, like, get them pushed in, like, jackhammer them, like, push them down. You can't pull them out.
No.
Like, we have to use, like, a pull truck to pull them out. It's amazing the force of the earth just, you know, pushing on something sideways. You know, you're done. So,
he's
crazy.
Like, I mean, look at what, when they dig a trench in the street in New York City, they have 8-inch round bars separate and 2-inch plate. Spreaders, and they're not, they have no load on them, they're just there, God forbid it.
Yeah.
So, and that's for one man to work 6 feet deep.
Yeah.
You know, he's on the easy part, the safe part.
Even that's dangerous.
Once
though,
he goes
that's
horizontal,
straight down, so dangerous. Yeah.
Once
the horizontal thing's crazy.
The risk exponentially goes up.
I would hope that he had enough common sense to like talk to people.
I'm sure
like,
he got
I
it engineered.
Yeah,
and
yeah,
it's, the I other just, thing is like whoever.
What engineer is gonna do that?
Well, whoever's sponsoring
it, just like
it, though,
somebody
like,
knows.
Maybe
it.
Yeah.
I just think out of yeah. It just.
I would
like,
hope so too.
He's got. I mean. He's got such a huge, he has to have, he seems like he does everything like kind of off the top of his head, but he has to have some amount of management behind him that's saying like, hey, they're going to pay you whatever, you know, they're going
to want you to die in this video.
Exactly. And like, and like, you know, like, hey,
I don't know.
Then again, he does those firework videos where he like literally blows himself up. Did you guys, speaking of firework videos, it's a tragic thing. Did you see what happened to that NHL goalie?
No. I heard somebody died. He died from fireworks?
24-year-old kid was at a holiday, a 4th of July party.
Oh,
and
Jesus
it sounded like
Christ.
It was like a negligence accident, but it wasn't. It was a freak accident. A mortar, somebody was lighting off mortars, right?
God.
And it fell, and as he was running away from it, it hit him in the chest and killed him.
Shit.
24 years old. And he was at the owner of the team's, like, house, because the owner of the team's daughter was getting married. And there were pictures of him that day at the party. They were all there. Like, all his friends were there. And a mortar, just as they lit it, I guess it tipped over and everybody was running away from it.
What a disaster.
Like, and it hit him, I guess, either in the chest straight on or in the back, and he died. Crazy. 24 years old.
Holy shit.
Really?
Crazy.
That's crazy.
And they're saying it's just a freak accident.
But those things are
It's like a meteor falling from... Well, I guess it's less rare.
They're literally bombs. Like, that's what people...
Yeah.
They're grenades shooting at it. It's actually crazier that those illegal, you know, like, they're fun. Like, I've been to parties where they have, like, legit fireworks like that. But it's actually crazier that it's not more of a crime because you have a cannon that's shooting an explosive projectile out, like, and everyone just thinks it's, like, no big deal.
Paul, how old are you? 21?
Yeah.
For me. You're really ruined. You're bringing me down, kid.
Why?
No, I'm joking.
No, I love that
you're
shit.
Right. No,
like,
you're right.
I love fireworks. I'd be the type to do them.
One of the Kennedys, Joe Kennedy, his son, I think it was, got really hurt really
bad.
Dude,
the Kennedys have the worst luck of all time.
Yeah. Well, that's what happens when you drink a lot.
Yeah.
Did you guys see what happened in L.A. where the LAPD tried to destroy all the illegally seized fireworks and they blew up $8 million truck? They put they confiscated.
What happened with that?
So they confiscated all these fireworks from some person in L.A.
Yeah,
and they put them in a bomb disposal truck, which is it's like an iron tomb, and it's supposed to basically allow you to detonate without damage to the outside
inside of a truck.
It's like it's on the back of a
semi.
It's like a shipping container that's probably like got 10-inch walls, and you, like if they find like
That makes sense.
If they find like a backpack that they think might be a bomb, they put it in there and then
they put in
explosives and then they destroy it just in case.
So they put
all these fireworks in this truck, and the truck exploded and injured like 12 police officers.
Do they know how it exploded?
They don't know yet. The ATF is probing it. And the chief of police in L.A. is like, we don't know what happened. They destroyed, like, 10 cars on the street.
Yeah.
Blew out all the windows on the block. And they did it on a residential street because they were trying
to say,
like, if you have illegal fireworks, we'll just destroy them. And look at what, like, a puff of, like, a fart puff will happen if you buy illegal fireworks.
Yeah.
There's video of it because they were trying to use this as a tool to say like don't buy illegal fireworks.
We went to a party. Well, it was Samantha. Samantha's gonna be 24 this year, I think. Yeah, whatever. But anyways, she was like it, like, you know, maybe 10th grade or whatever. And she's like, oh, my friend's parents are having a 4th of July party. So we said, well, we'll go. This guy had a fireworks display like I've never seen. It was like a professional display, right? In a small little street. I was like, holy shit. So the next year we go. And, like, people legit, like, were waiting for this thing. People had rows of chairs out in a residential neighborhood to watch this thing. So the next year, he lights off, like, three things. All of a sudden, the cops come from everywhere,
shit.
Right? Three carfuls of fireworks.
Whoa.
They got caught. They wanted to arrest the guy. But they were like, you know, he's like, hey, I was just having some fun, whatever.
Yeah.
But,
and the neighborhood's like.
They put the kibosh on.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. But I was like, I couldn't believe it. And it's funny because another guy in that neighborhood, he actually had a place up in Maine. And this guy showed me, he had a whole pallet full of professional fireworks delivered to his place in Maine.
Wow.
And he would set them off with, like, he had an igniter thing. Like, it was computer controlled to music and everything.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. He spent, like, $5,000 or something ridiculous
that's
on
the
fireworks.
Part,
like, it's crazy.
In Michigan, you could just go into stores.
Spending, I can't imagine spending five
New
grand.
York, you can. New York,
no,
you
New
can.
York, you can
no.
buy fireworks.
Yeah, you can.
Not legit ones.
Upstate, they sell them. You want to bet your ass?
Maybe at the back door of the milk run.
No, no, no. Phantom Fireworks had displays.
Get out of here, really?
Dude, they were setting
off
in the backyard of the condo.
That's crazy.
Yeah, right at Hannaford's, right out in front of Jimmy's they were. These right here were taken with my drone. That was right at the mountain we were at. Literally, our parking lot to our condo complex was, they had a fireworks display.
Wow.
It was unbelievable.
I went think to, that they,
these are the cars leaving that
oh,
night.
Oh, wow.
I don't think
yeah,
that they
amazing.
Had fireworks in New York.
Yeah.
I've never
yeah,
seen
it must
a fireworks
be New York
store
City.
In New York.
Yeah, it must be. Because that's what I don't understand with New York. Like, New York City, you can't have a gun, right? But upstate New York, you can buy one.
Yeah,
like,
that is kind
of
weird.
It's the same freaking state. But, yeah, no, out in front of Jimmy's shop, they
that
had,
must have been that must
like,
have been,
phantom fireworks.
So that
like,
must
yeah.
have been, like, done on a permit. Because I'm actually looking,
dude,
it's funny.
Were,
I'm looking at it right
ton
now.
Of them.
Yeah, I'm looking at it right now. It says specifically prohibited in New York State: aerial consumer fireworks, firecrackers, skyrockets, Roman
well,
candles, bombs,
yeah.
and metal wire sprinklers. The
well,
only
that's...
thing that's allowed is poppers and snappers. Like you know,
no,
like
well
the
they
kids
they.
Shit.
I think that's the thing. I don't think really many states allow anything that shoots up in the air anymore.
Yeah.
Or that blows up, like firecrackers, skyrockets, bottle rockets, those are no good. So it's everything's like fountains, but these were big fountains.
Wow.
Like,
oh, they were just fountains. You know, you go to Michigan, they had
New Hampshire,
full-blown stores
yeah.
with
yeah.
just...
Yeah, New Hampshire has that. You can get mortars.
Just
New Hampshire.
Huge ones.
Mortars.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
You could go
I don't
in,
think they sell M80s. I don't think they sell that
no.
shit.
In Michigan, you
no.
could buy freaking dynamite out of these places. And these little shacks that they sell these fireworks at, they're, like, made out of straw because they're
yeah.
ready for it to explode.
Yeah.
They got, like, one teenager working the whole store. And
yeah.
you go in, and it's just pallets and pallets of M80s, like, mortars, crazy shit. Like, just boxes of firecrackers. Like, I didn't even understand.
I would just, like...
It would blow up half the city
block. But to spend, like, 10 grand... to light off fireworks in my backyard, I can't.
Yeah.
If I had the money, I would do it. If I just had a ton of money,
if
blow it on a big 4th of July party.
Yeah, I don't know.
Grouse just sent me that photo.
Oh, yeah?
We stole the cat.
Oh, no way.
Didn't. Yeah.
Grouse
has it?
I knew somebody was taking that cat.
Yeah,
I knew you guys weren't
yeah.
taking
yeah.
that cat.
Yeah. No, if he didn't take it, Christina wanted the cat. I had a bribe and say, we'll get another dog.
I couldn't believe that you didn't leave with that cat. But I guess...
Oh, no. Honestly, well, Christina wanted the cat, but he kind of claimed it first. So I was like, I'm all set.
That worked out good for you.
Oh, yeah. I could kill
less.
You know, I just...
Bullet.
You know, it's always great to get it until you get a deal with it and you get vet bills for nothing. Plus, we'll probably get another dog anyways. So
peeing all over your house.
I don't need two cats and three dogs, you know, so...
Yes.
I'm trying to thin
that's what I got.
Yeah, so...
Angela's brother is... He has a English Staffordshire Terrier and a pit bull, like a pit bull mutt, and he's gonna breed them. And an English Staffordshire Terrier, English Staffordshire.
Yeah, just say the English
dog. Just say the dog.
Yeah,
that
the dog
looks just like a pit bull. It's like a kind of like a little bully dog. So
oh yeah,
The puppies are gonna be adorable, and I'm like, you know, he's
dude, get one. Speaking of which, Luke, come here.
Get
he's
one.
Like, oh, yeah,
is he gonna sell them?
Yeah, well, he's gonna give us one, and then he's gonna have the rest. So if you guys wanna be on the list,
do you recognize this dog?
Yeah,
look at Louie. We brought him. They were boarded.
The return.
And
of
I got to put him on my Instagram story. And the girl's like, "Okay, I'll try to groom him. I'll give him a summer cut." And she buzzed them both. Like, I've never seen my dog like this. He's like, it looks like
he's
like fur for her. Yeah, you know, here Jax is the same way. Jackson, come here. But yeah, no, I don't know if I would want a puppy. I'd have to get him from a shelter.
Yeah, I like getting him from a shelter too.
I don't want a puppy because I don't have enough time to take care of myself.
Yeah,
but
so much.
Angela wants a puppy. She's been trying to convince me to get another cat so that Stewie isn't alone.
Forget
like,
the cats.
Oh,
yeah, cats are pain in the ass.
I know.
They ruin your house.
Cats are much easier than dogs.
No.
Cats
are bastards.
We leave Stewie home from 7 a.m., 6 a.m. till 10 p.m. and he just does his own thing. We have the litter robot. The litter robot's the greatest thing that's ever happened to pet owning. It's the rotating litter box. It's the best.
There might be something better. Something better out there than that.
What, not having a cat?
yeah, exactly. But no, it's no, you're right. They are easier in that respect. But I just want to, when our cat's gone, I think I'm all set with the cats. I think stick to the dogs.
Almost set with the cats, too.
Yeah.
I mean, I like our cat. He's a good cat. But that's why I didn't want to get another cat. That's why I said to Christina, we bring this cat home, then it doesn't get along with the dogs or the cat, and then what am I doing? I got to get rid of this cat. You know, it's just like, let's just leave well enough alone with the cats for now.
If I had a farm with like a barn, then you get a cat and it stays outside
and it kills mice and like works.
Yeah.
Works for
that's where I want to. That's where I want to go next. I definitely, man. I was looking at stuff up there, and I tell you, I wanted to get the hell out of here so bad.
Christina, come on,
New Hampshire.
She
or
loves it up
East
there.
Durham.
I probably New Hampshire. I was looking at a house online up in New Hampshire, up in Pelham.
New Hampshire's got to be
guys
beautiful.
Buy a little weekend house in East Durham. You know, freehold or. Wyndham, I think, is too expensive. I don't
Wyndham's
know.
Way too expensive.
I don't think the value of what you want is in
Wyndham.
No,
I was talking to a
Wyndham.
Lot of residents up there. They're saying a good town to live in is Jewett.
Jewett is nice.
Yeah, it's real nice. It's real nice. We went down to Woodstock, and we drove through Jewett. And,
yeah, Woodstock is beautiful.
It's just such a beautiful ride down.
We were just there, Angela and I. Like,
that's where they had the festival, like Woodstock, right?
That's where it was supposed it started, then it went we went to Westkill, and that is really nice. We stopped on a river. That's why I posted a little post with the drone footage on the river. There's like just all rivers through there. They're just so beautiful, you know, like streams or whatever you want to call it, with all the differences. But it's just so nice up there. I love it. I would love to move up there, but she wouldn't do that.
I don't know if I could live there full time. I don't know.
Well, if I kept the house here, I'd stay up there. Maybe she'd come and visit.
I mean, you could get something as a – you could get, like, a place, like a summer house, and it's, like, the rental market is fantastic up there if you Airbnb it. You know, it's like
– yeah, I just want to get the hell out of Malden, though.
Yeah.
When are we taking a bunch of fireworks and throwing them in your house and blowing that thing up?
My house, the 17th, in 10 days.
Oh, it's coming down.
It's not coming down, but we're bringing the new lacrosse sticks that I got and the boxes of lacrosse balls, and we're gonna blow some holes in the side of the house.
That ain't gonna do nothing.
Just why not?
Eat some bombs.
Why not?
Doesn't your friend, you know, who's got access to these things, have access to any
pyrotechnics? I'm sure we could. But
what's that stuff that they use, like tannerite, they shoot
and it
explodes?
So I can be like the dickhead on the news where it's like, you know, like guy burns down 7,000 acres of New York State land, like to make a YouTube video.
Oh,
you know?
Shit. Is that stuff legal in New York? Probably not, right?
Fuck no, it's not.
Yeah.
I was listening to a podcast today. And it was about this girl that got kidnapped, this guy and girl that got kidnapped.
This took a turn.
No, listen. And they released the girl, and the police department said, oh, they're doing it for a YouTube video. They're trying to make, like get views on YouTube video. Ends up, it was legit. And it was just, like, the craziest thing.
Wait, so she actually was? Notes.
Yeah, she got. They kidnapped the boyfriend and the girlfriend, but the kidnapper was really nice to her. He ended up doing a couple bad things to her in the end, but
I'm sure
it was
he
just
did.
Kind of this real weird story. And he kidnapped him for $20,000, and it was like a secret army
that's
was
it?
Trying to do. Oh, dude, it was the
$20,000.
Yeah, it was the craziest.
That's all
thing.
He
that's
wanted.
What,
this idiot.
Well, that's what they. Well, that's what they're like. Oh, he was holding. So the boyfriend, they put a device. They separate them. Like they take her in a car and they go, and you know they're using computerized voices, so you can't tell the voices and all this stuff. And the boyfriend, they have a camera on him. And they bug his phone, and they say, if you try to call the police, we're going to kill her. And so he doesn't know what to do, but what he ends up doing, they said if he called 911. So he called his brother, who was an FBI agent. His brother,
that's better.
His brother goes, that's bullshit, call the police. So they call the police, they bring him in, and just the story was so crazy, because he's like, yeah, they kidnapped us for $20,000, blah, 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 and they're like, that's bullshit. It's just crazy. And they actually come out, and they say, you know, it's bullshit. And then she appears like they said they'd release her in 2 days. She appears and she was sexually assaulted and all this stuff. But she tells them nothing happened because they said if she said anything, they would kill her family. So they're like, this story's too crazy and it's bullshit. They end up, fast forward, they end up arresting this kid and they search the house. And this woman that was investigating heard about this case and she's like, just a lot of weird similarities. So they did like a DNA test. And this girl's hair and stuff shows up in this house, and they put everything together, and it finds out this girl was kidnapped. But they thought it was for YouTube. They thought it was a YouTube stunt.
That's kind of weird. Like,
crazy.
They
that
didn't
was
even
in L.A.
Normally,
that was in California.
No, it was in California. I forget actually where. But the strange part was like the police department came out. They had the actual recordings. I'll put in the show notes the podcast. The particular episode was called 48. But the name of the podcast is Criminal.
Hmm.
And it was 48 Hours is what it was called. And it happened, let's see if I can see where it happened. It was in California, but like the police department, they're saying like, they're like, where is it, Vallejo or something, California?
Yeah, Vallejo.
Denise Huskins, Vallejo, yeah. And they came out and were like, we're mocking them and stuff like that. And,
what kind of police department?
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah.
Jesus Christ.
It was, if when you listen to it, I was saying to Christina, I said, there's no way this really happened.
It was
bullshit. And the sad part was they took the boyfriend's phone, and the kidnapper said he was going to call that night. They put it in airplane mode. He had ended up calling like 20 times and couldn't get
They put it in him. Airplane mode, these dummies?
Yeah, yeah. And the kidnapper ended up raping the girl the next day before he released her. And they would have been able to save her save her from being
raped
before that. Yeah.
This is why
it's just so crazy.
I hear everybody talking about defund the police. I think we got to give them a little bit more money. We got to get some higher tier individuals in there. We can't be paying them less.
Can you imagine
we got to get some better
LAPD,
people in there.
Can you imagine what
the
LAPD is going through right now, knowing that they just intentionally blew up their probably $5 million truck?
I know.
While the people are telling them that they suck at their job, then they blow up their own
I'm
vehicle
actually
in
worried.
The street, destroy, like, they injure 12 police officers, blow up multiple residents' cars, blow out, like, you got to watch the video of this.
Nobody's
going to
be want to be a cop anymore.
I don't know why
That's
the
already
fuck
happening.
Anybody would want to
be It's
going to
be bad,
because
now you're really going to get nobody.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
The only people you're going to get are going to be lunatics.
So
like
my buddy, I don't even want to give too much. Nobody listens to this. My buddy who is in law enforcement called me the other day, or I called him. I had to ask him a question. And I'm like, what are you doing? He's like, oh, I'm on my way to a call. I'm like, oh, like, I didn't know you were working today. He goes, yeah, we were just outside a department store. Some guy got in an argument and was holed up inside the department store. You know, like, not taking hostages, but he was, like, wouldn't come out. So there was 56 officers outside the store.
Holy shit.
With the different jurisdictions, right? You had different levels of policing, right? Between local, state, whatever. 56 officers outside the store, all guns trained on the front of the store.
Holy shit.
And then he goes, I swear to God, half the people that live in this town were there all filming waiting for this guy to come out and get blown away so that
yeah.
so that it could just, you know, go viral. Yeah. Meanwhile, the guy stabbed two people inside the store.
Oh, shit.
Well,
but no one knew, like, you know, the people outside filming don't know that. And by the time the video goes out on the internet, like, the damage is done, right? Like, if they, like, lit this, and not that they should have lit the guy up. I don't think anything happened. I think it got de-escalated, but still. He goes,
he didn't kill anybody, right?
I go, no, I don't think so. So I go, what'd you do? Good. He goes, as soon as the next call came in, I asked my chief if I could go and answer that call, and I got the fuck out of there. And I go, that's exactly what you should have done. He's like, I don't want to be involved with that shit.
Did you hear what happened local to me?
No. Oh, yeah.
On the highway?
On the highway.
With the guns?
Yeah. Yeah, that's where Graz grew up.
It was probably Graz's cousins. They kind of looked like him.
Well, no, what's crazy is the police officer that came upon the car was Christina's cousin.
Get out of here.
He just became a state trooper.
They were refueling on the side of the road?
Yeah.
What the fuck does that?
People were saying that was a YouTube stunt, too. But I don't know how true it is or not. But
it's like a car full of artillery.
Strange.
Who pulls over on the side of the road to refuel another vehicle while you're loaded for bear like that?
With rifles
Get
over
the
your
fuck
shoulder.
Out of here.
It's so weird. People are fucked up.
Anytime you pull over on the side of the road, and people that don't know this, if you're pulled over on the side of a road, that is just enough. That is just cause enough for a police officer in any jurisdiction, anything to pull over and check and see if you need help.
So
a cop can't pull you over for no reason. That's actually true, right? They can't just pull you over for the sake of pulling you over. But if you're already pulled over, you 100% can and will get a police officer rolling up on you to say, are you okay?
Yeah.
So when people are pulled over and then a cop pulls up on them and they're like, oh, what the fuck? It's their job to stop and check on
them. So next time you guys are trafficking firearms, make sure you don't pull over.
Like,
I got to remember that. Hold on, let me write that down.
I pulled over to take a piss today on the side of the highway, and I was like, oh, I really hope I don't get fucking stopped. I was like, I just don't want to deal with this. Because, like, I was by the bridge. You know, like, anytime you pull over, like, the NYPD guys, like, you know, first of all, they pull over just to make sure that you don't need help.
And to
harass you. But, you know,
and you didn't know if you were going to make it over the bridge without pissing your
pants. Dude, I seriously, my teeth were floating in my mouth. I was going to die. It was not good.
I said that to Christina. We're driving back.
3 hours
home. I had a stop at there's one rest area right almost in Boston. But before you get there, and I'm like, I don't want to drive through Boston through traffic. So we got stopped the rest area. I said, it sucks that you're with me because usually I can just, you know, jump in the woods right here. But now I got to actually get in the place because, you know, ladies here. But
I had the intern and my partner in the car today, and I was like, I'm pulling over. It's like, I gotta do it. It's like, fuck it.
Is this still a making?
Did you guys get any new tools this week?
Oh, no, but speaking of new tools, did nobody came up to Jimmy's race?
Dude, when I was on the phone with you, I didn't even hear about it.
The worst fucking day for him to do that.
To have it. I know. He's moving it to Christmas. He's having it Christmas.
Oh, that's, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
One of these days, when I have some time, I'm going to come up with like a Formula One car, go-kart. Because the shit that's up there.
Bring your steel truck and rip the track. Just drive straight over.
Yeah.
Well, Clement couldn't make it this year, so he has usually a pretty good one.
Angela's dad's birthday is July 4th, so I will never make it.
Family boat rides.
Angela was supposed to work on the 4th, and I was going to come up. She was like, oh, you'll be able to go to Jimmy's thing.
You celebrate your father-in-law's birthday.
Well, I don't have a dad, so I don't have a dad to celebrate a birthday.
I got two father-in-laws. I couldn't tell you when either one of their birthdays are.
Yeah.
But
you have one unheard message.
Hi, I was calling Current, the influencer marketing platform, but I think I just got redirected to a bunch of people listening to a podcast. Well, anyways, I was calling Current because I was told they could help get my brand set up on TikTok Shop and even build out an affiliate program of content creators promoting my brand and even have those content creators go on live streams and promote my product there. Wow, I could really use Current. I also heard that the brands they work with are making millions in sales. I guess I'll just go to their website at current.tech.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
You know,
but
he likes
but
me.
No, it was funny. But you know what? A kid there had a freaking Volkswagen, one of those pickup trucks.
Oh no way!
Pickup trucks, dude.
Oh
it
really?
It was a 1970. It was rusty, but it was like solid. It was all, mostly surface. It was some rot, you know, through the body in a couple little spots. But he drove it 240 miles to get there.
Wow!
Right? He paid $5,500. I go, dude, you want to sell it? He's like, no way. I'm like, I would buy that thing all day. I was like, if I see something like that, the 5,500, I would buy that in a second. That's like my dream car. I hit the lottery. It's like one of those, maybe like a van, a Volkswagen van.
I love the Volkswagen vans.
Oh, my God.
The one,
so cool.
66 and earlier, I think, have the big V in the front.
Yeah.
That's what I want.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, those are big money.
I want
that's when they get real expensive.
One of those. I want an old pickup truck, which I'm just about to ask Chris if do we make any progress on that truck.
Seen that guy. Seen that guy.
I want to buy the truck that's out front in Chris's shop.
Best Volkswagen car is Volkswagen thing.
Oh yeah, aren't they worth like $1 million?
Those are badass. The Volkswagen things, they're the biggest pieces of shit, but they're badass.
He bought that truck off of eBay, Paul. He just bought it on eBay and had it shipped right to his house. He bought it from California.
Yeah, I really want to buy that one.
What year is that, you think?
I think it's a 51 Ford because of the grill.
I couldn't fucking
tell. I really like the Chevy 3100s, like the early 50s Chevy 3100s. Those are my favorite. But I do like the Ford, the 51 Ford, the best out of all the Fords. Like, I would love that one.
Dude, I just checked on eBay. There's a 1953 F600, like a big Ford truck.
Oh, whoa.
$2,500. Buy it now.
Nah, that's too big.
Come on, it's in Minnesota.
What the hell am I gonna do with an F600?
Well, you get rid of the Ram.
Yeah.
You know,
I should just
get
put
something.
The F6 that old body on the new Ram.
Dude, that would be sick. That would be the kind of thing where like everybody, everywhere knew.
Yeah.
Like, not that your truck isn't, like, unique in itself just it's so, like, well done. But imagine if you had, like, if you did, like, a body like that. Like,
that'd
be pretty
crazy.
Now and then there's a car show up here, and there's a couple of contractors that have, like Trent Presler. You guys, you've
seen
Trent's
old car.
His car's beautiful,
like,
that truck.
That car alone could be the thing that gets you work. You know, if you want like that kind of visual advertising, like, you just drive around in that, and people will be like, oh, the guy with the old Ford, like.
I think his might be like a 51 Ford or like early 50s Ford body. I think it's on a Chevy Suburban, like a 90s Chevy Suburban chassis.
Is. He didn't do that work to it, though. He bought it like that.
What about he must have put the wood veneer on
the
ceiling.
He did the wood, but like he didn't do like
the mechanic
stuff. He
didn't
do the conversion. No, no.
Yeah.
He bought it done.
I'd like to get some old pickup truck and just keep it like just really classic like on the outside, but then put a big motor in it like in the inside.
Just make it
have a sleeper.
Run. Just make so that it actually runs.
Yeah, that's true. But
wait till you guys get a look at Matt's car when it's done. It's gonna be crazy.
Yeah, everything
Matt's
he
wagon.
Does is awesome.
Matt's What's wagon. He's got a shit. It's a 70s or a 60s G wagon or G body something. I don't fucking
know.
A Buick G body. That's what it is. But it's got already got like a. It's already a sleeper. It's already got a big motor in it. But he's doing like turbo and all this other stuff. It's gonna be wild. It's gonna be crazy. He's been working on it. He's been working on it for like years now. But right now it's not running, and it's just blocking like a whole half of his shop. So he's like, dude, I have to get it done. It's just in his way. And it doesn't roll right now because it needs so much work. So it's literally just in the way. I'm like, dude, I don't know how you deal with that. That would drive me fucking crazy. If I just had, like, I have enough shit in my way as it is. If I had, like, a car in my way, That would be too much for me.
If anyone out there knows of any 50s pickup trucks for sale, message the Handmade Podcast.
You know who you
Instagram.
Should talk to? That guy.
Jimmy almost got a nice new car.
Did he really?
I thought he got a car. Yeah.
No, I don't know if he talked about, so I don't want to say what it was. But
the one that he said he bought from the Midwest. They didn't get it?
Yeah. No, the delivery was an issue.
Oh, that sucks.
So, again, it delivered. It was so big and couldn't guarantee, like, the brakes on it and stuff. So, to load and unload it and stuff, just way
Damn,
too big.
That sucks.
Now I got to know what it is. Yeah. Why do I forget?
I'll tell you later.
Tell me in the after show.
If you were in the after show, you might have opportunities to hear about these kind of things.
Yep.
But you're not.
Yep.
You're not. I guarantee it. I guarantee if you're listening to this right now, you're not a member of the Handmade Podcast after show. So yeah, that's what you get.
Yeah.
Have you guys watched anything cool lately?
Let me see. I don't know if I have. I listened to that podcast. That's
that was a good one.
I listened to.
We gotta send
me
that for the show notes.
Yeah, I will.
I got a good one that I watched.
What
that
do you
very,
have?
It was very cool. It was a video from the 40s of manufacturing of 3-inch anti-aircraft shells during World War II.
Whoa,
and how they made them.
Really?
And it is unbelievable. And they made millions of these shells, right? If not millions, hundreds of thousands, right? I don't know how many 3-inch. Because a 3-inch shell is big, but it was World War II, right? I mean, they fought it for years, whatever. And the thing that is, like, almost the craziest part for me watching it, because, like, the lathe stuff and the mill stuff is you know, not so crazy, right? That seems normal. But, and Paul, you'll appreciate this, right? So, like, it's a 3-inch shell. So the and this is the manufacturing of the casing, not the round.
Right? Oh.
So, and it's a steel casing. It's like 8 inches tall.
Whoa.
And I think it was like about quarter wall, but the round was, I don't know, made out of something else. But this was just the shell. In order to get the casing built in an efficient way without having to hog out the entire core of the material, they used an upsetter they would take 1.5-inch or 2-inch stock and upset it with a drift. And in 4 passes on a red hot piece, turn it from 2-inch to a 3-inch by 8-inch long tube on one end. So, like, just imagine, like, the force of taking that and upsetting it, and then they show a cross section of it. It's a little hard to explain, but once you watch it, it's very.
I think
it
I
makes
kinda know what
sense.
You're saying. Yeah.
So, like, they take this rod and they turn it into like a cup. By upsetting the end, essentially,
so it's a solid rod.
Solid rod.
Oh,
and they
force
a drift into it, and they basically
form it into like a cup shape, with closed on one end and it's a tube on the other.
Exactly, and then take that rough casting and then they anneal it and then they bore it and grind it and taper it and do all this shit to it. Then they inspect every single round, right? Because it has to be within spec, otherwise it could blow back in a. You know, an anti-tank in an anti-aircraft like
that. And they're probably shooting off hundreds of those every second.
So in the comments, it says that they made millions of them, and I don't really doubt it. But, like, just the care that goes into, like, each one of them, which is crazy.
Can you imagine how expensive each one is? Can you imagine the shit they use now where it's like a bomb?
Oh, yeah.
Like, it's probably like $1 million, like, when they drop, like, one bomb.
Oh, they're hundreds of thousands of dollars. It's funny. My friend who was in the Marine Reserves, he would, you know, they do the 1 weekend a month, 2 weeks a year thing, right? That's when you're in the reserves. So the 2 weeks a year was supposed to be firing ordnance because he was a mortarman. So he would every 2 years that he was in it, it got canceled because the rounds became so expensive and the budget for their platoon was not high enough to pay for the rounds. So they wouldn't go. But this is Paul. Can you see this?
Oh,
so
that's
the upsetting process.
Wow.
So, like, round bar, one shot, the second, third, and fourth.
Whoa.
Wow.
That's crazy.
And then they would flip this part and do the other side, and then they would shear off that little tab in the middle.
Wow, that's crazy.
It's just the video is just crazy.
Holy
and it
shit.
Just shows, like, the wartime manufacturing effort. Recently, I've just been watching a bunch of videos about, like, Pittsburgh Steel and Pennsylvania Steel and, like, the companies that – were the factories that were built. And like in Pittsburgh, they bought an entire residential district of Pittsburgh that was on the river and leveled everything to build factories, to build steel for the war. They knocked down churches, synagogues, apartments, stores.
And that only happened in a couple of years, right?
Yeah, because it was so close to the river, and they needed the river access to ship stuff in and out. They leveled entire residential blocks and just built factories.
Can you imagine if they tried to do that nowadays?
Yeah. Oh, my God, yeah.
It's just such a different world.
And then people were like, I'm sure they weren't happy to give up their homes, but people were like, we need to do this. And then that would produce hundreds, if not thousands, of jobs. And those people would say, you know what? This is what we have to do. Like, we have to like bring everyone home. And the only way to do that is to give up our house for the greater good and just, you know, get
people
it.
People are hardcore, man. They really
People aren't too hardcore anymore.
No.
What's that saying? It's like hard times like create hard men, and like hard men create soft, like...
Hard times create hard men. Hard men create easy times. Easy times create soft children.
That's it. Like that. That's it. Yeah.
It's true. I mean, like, I watch a lot of World War II documentaries, and, like, the thought, like, and even living in America during World War II, I would imagine that the impact of the war was on you, but living in, like, England or France and having, whole residential areas shelled.
Yeah, your whole...
Dude, you go to England now, the fucking downtown, all the monuments have holes in it from fucking the war.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. It's crazy. Like, it's unbelievable the difference in experience, you know, like, no U.S. city has ever been shelled aside from Pearl Harbor like that, you know, like, just
I gotta give it to the U.S.
Bomb,
we have our problems, but you know what? There's no better country.
Back to back World War champs, baby.
Like, look at the coronavirus, for example. The rest of the world doesn't have a vaccine.
This one's gonna light the listeners on fire.
Keep going.
I'm just saying,
like, we're lucky that we live in America, because, you know, in Europe, nobody's vaccinated. Nobody's got vaccine. Oh wow, look at that. Are those bullet holes?
Yeah, those are bullet holes in the granite.
Yeah.
Just the word vaccine is going to make people start to cry.
This podcast just got, like, flagged now.
Yeah, keep going. We're going to have a disclaimer.
For what? I'm just saying, we're lucky we live in America. You know, we're able to, we have all this technology and we get it first.
We're very lucky. Yeah, we're very lucky.
You know? Like, I have a friend who's he's American, but he's over in Italy right now going to college for 2 years, and they don't have any, he hasn't gotten the vaccine. You have to, like, jump through a million hoops to get the vaccine,
See the hole in it?
Wow, look at that.
That's crazy. Huh?
That is crazy.
Yeah. No, we are very lucky. There's me holding up the big wheel.
Nice.
He did it. He held up the big wheel.
I did. So,
I've been watching lots of World War II manufacturing videos because it's just, I don't know, it's just crazy. It's funny because you watch that, and then you watch, like, a Titans of CNC video.
Oh, yeah.
And, like, the Titans of CNC video, this was another interesting one if people are interested in that kind of stuff. He just bought a $7 million grinding machine. I sent it in the group chat. This, German grinding machine. And I remember when he bought it thinking, like, what the fuck do you make on a grinding machine? And he was making stainless steel screws for stabilizing a broken leg, like a medical contract. With a special grind on the screw so that as it goes into bone, it doesn't shatter the bone.
Oh, it drills away at it?
Exactly. And it cuts because I remember when he bought the machine, I was like, how do you justify, like, a $7 million machine? Like, what kind of contract? Yeah. And then I'm thinking, like, well, that's
$50 million contract.
Exactly. You make, like, 100,000, you know, surgical screws for God knows they got to be thousands of dollars each.
You know,
so, like, that's how you pay off a $7 million machine. You know, it's like, but it's so funny because, like, the contrast between the two manufacturing processes, and they're not even 100 years apart.
Yeah,
right. They're only 80 years apart. Right. You've got guys, like, slathering shit in oil, smoking a cigar, no safety glasses. No gloves, nothing. And then you've got guys stoning in a vise and then putting in, like, little stainless parts. And a robot, all they do is load a bin with the rods, and then a robot loads each pin into the collet and grinds it. this and does
is,
it.
This you know. this goes into one of my many theories of life, in that like the human race has advanced so rapidly in such a fraction of our history.
Mm-hmm.
For 99.999% of human beings existing on Earth, it's been like sticks and like stones and barely fire and yep. like cavemen, like literal cavemen. And in the past 150 years, 200 years, it's been an exponential like growth in technology year after year after year. It's like kind of scary, and sometimes yeah. I think to myself, and you look at today, and like look at everyone with all these, a lot of people have a lot of problems, and there's like all everyone's always talking about mental illness and mental health and all this awareness, and it's like, or is this what we've created? Is this a healthy environment for human beings to survive, to live in? Because at the end of the day, we're just another species of animal, right?
Yeah.
Like you could
yeah.
take a penguin, you could put it in a zoo in California, and it'll survive. Like it'll last. It might even last longer than it would in the wild. Might yeah, live longer, probably. But it might. It probably doesn't have the best quality of life or the happiest life.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think what we're doing right now is the best for our brains and for the way human beings evolved. Because it's such yeah. a rapid change, we weren't able to evolve to accommodate this.
It's too easy. It's too easy.
Yeah,
but at the
like,
same time, it's good and it's bad, right? Like, there's never been a better time to learn how to do anything, right? Because you can
yeah.
literally just pull it up on your phone. If you're, you know, anything you need to learn how to do, you can learn. You used to have to...
I'm learning how they make hot pot for... A lot of people.
What is it?
Hot pot.
What the hell is hot pot?
Oh god, you gotta get out of your community once in a while.
The fuck is
come
a
to
hot
Malden,
pot?
I'll get you a hot pot.
I don't know what hot pot is.
It's come on, it's Asian. It's,
no,
it's
I don't,
food.
I don't
it's,
Asian.
It's like ramen. It's like ramen.
No, I don't Asian.
It's a noodle.
I don't know.
Yeah, it's just, yeah. Go, continue. Sorry, continue. I ruined your
Yeah,
story.
Dude, I'm
yeah.
going through this philosophical
yeah.
speech. You're talking about hot pots.
No, Chris said you can learn anything. I'm learning.
Well, that's true.
Keep going.
What was I saying? I don't even know what
no,
I was
you
saying.
No, saying, you were saying. Chris, you were
I
saying.
I was just, oh,
you
I was saying it's the easiest, it's good and it's bad, right? It's the easiest it's ever been to learn how to do anything, right?
Yeah.
And the only thing, and I was talking to somebody recently about, like, learning on YouTube. They were like, oh, anything I need to know how to do, I go on YouTube. I'm like, perfect. Keep paying me. I love it. I love getting paid for people to learn on YouTube. But what's like, there is no way to make it easier to learn how to do something than what we have right now, aside from literally being
well,
able to say, like, oh, you want to learn how to ice skate?
Program it, yeah,
give
into
us,
your
yeah,
mind.
Give us $20,000 and we'll shove the coronavirus vaccine microchip
See,
in your ass.
That,
and that's it.
I really am afraid of, like, all these talks of, like, Elon Musk putting Neuralink things in people's
yeah.
brains. Like, that's where I got to draw the line. Like, I'm really into all the new technology
yeah, see,
and stuff.
I know, but see, that's, well, two things. Well, you know, it's funny. So my kids came up to visit when we had the rap party on the show. A lot of the PAs there, you know, one of them went to school to be a doctor. Another went to school to be a teacher. Another went to school for this. And they're like, you know what? We didn't want to do any of that. We just wanted to make video.
Yeah.
You know? And this is where I'm working, you know. And it just kills me because, like, I'm trying to explain to my kids, like, kids are so programmed that they have to go to college
yeah,
to
it's,
learn
it's
a job.
Hurting a
Your
lot of kids.
Perfect example that you don't have to go to college to learn a job. You know, you can – there are other ways to do it. But onto your microchip thing, I think it, in my lifetime I'm going to see people microchip.
Oh, 100%.
Because it, well, the problem is everybody wants something that's so convenient. You know, I just got an Apple Watch because my daughter's like, oh, you're hot. You know,
yeah.
She's working for a cardiologist. We can monitor you're hot, blah, blah, blah. So me and Christina got them. But what happens when it's a pain in the ass to wear the Apple Watch and they say, well, what if we just slipped it under your skin and you don't even feel
People
it?
Are already
you're
doing
like,
that
yeah,
to open up their houses and their, you know. I can get,
yeah.
today, I can order a kit online with a syringe and a chip. And you could shoot a little RFID thing in the top of your hand, and you could use it to open up electronic locks on your house.
Yeah,
it's
so
crazy.
It's like, it just so I just think if people, you know, then they're gonna be like, oh, when your baby's born, we'll put all the baby's information on it, so when it goes to the doctor, it'll be quicker.
Mm-hmm.
You know, people like, oh, you know, if you're brought up with that technology, like, yeah, why not? You know,
yeah.
And it just, and then, you know, it gets crazy. And then people, you know, privacy, whatever, but. I don't know. Like I say to my wife, I got 30 more years. I got to worry about it, and then I'm gone, so I don't really give a
shit. You've got the clock. That's why you got the Apple Watch. It's counting down.
Yeah. Unless all of a sudden you live to be 180. It's like,
how do you
fuck.
Like the new Apple Watch? I was thinking about getting one.
You hate it.
This guy.
Why?
It's fucking, it's Max's.
Derek's dilemmas.
First of all, no, it's
you
honestly,
don't like the band. It's
I'm gonna. We need to create an intro. We need to have a whole little theme music in a introduction to
Derek's dilemmas
segment. Yeah, that's what we need.
It's
all right.
Funny. Well, did you see my Instagram post? I said everybody's been bitching about the fucking show and hearing about that. Well, now we're back to broken CNC bits, projects that go on, and other problems I have in my life.
Dude,
you asked for it, you got it.
I wish we could. I don't, and I know you're not going to fully expose the trauma of the coffee table, but I wish that we could get, like, if you could give the public the whole story on the coffee table, it would be amazing.
No, well, so. Listen, the Apple Watch.
Okay.
It's great.
So you got the metal band, huh?
I got the metal band. I got a couple bands. I didn't get the Apple one. It's the It's the same as the $499 band for $12 on Amazon.
Really? I figured it was the expensive one. You can't tell.
No. Yeah,
it's like 7,000 Shanghai 1 millions that make the same thing.
Yeah, so
it's a Shenzhen 250.
But I'm like, I don't really look at my watch to tell time because I usually don't really care what time it is. Mm-hmm. And then I'm not going to be counting my steps. I don't, you know what I mean?
That's why I'm not going to get one because I got to be honest with myself. I know I'm not going to put it on my wrist.
Yeah, it's
I just like mine. You know what mine does? Mine allows me, it's actually fucked up. It allows me to ignore 90% of the thing. Like, 90% of the shit that comes through your phone is not worth
that's
your attention.
That's true. That's a
right?
good idea.
And for me, like, I'm always doing something, so I know I can just look at my phone and check an email and go, okay, I don't need to respond to that right now.
See, I'm seeing the exact opposite. So I got to obviously adjust it, but I'm getting, like, all kinds of news notifications.
Oh, yeah, you get rid
and,
of all at, that.
And Instagram. No, so no. It's like, so every friggin' Instagram post, I see it, and no. I'm like, I don't want to see that. You know, it's like, I really don't care. You know,
what
like
I like.
I got Olivia, Dad, can you order some food so I can eat when I get home from work? You know, this.
Ignore, block.
Yeah, it's like, you know, but that's all I need in my life.
I want to get a real watch. There's this cool company called, like, have you heard of it? Shinola? Or Shinola?
I have a Filson, which
like
is made by Shinola.
Oh, really?
Shit from Shinola?
It's a company, like, they started this company in Detroit and, like, put a bunch of people in Detroit, like, to work that I think maybe lost jobs, like, from, like, auto manufacturing or something. You know, they're trying to, like, restore, like, manufacturing in Detroit. They're, like, really, really cool watches.
Yeah.
I wanna get one. Shinolas
are super nice.
They're really nice.
The Filson has a watch made by Shinola, which is a little – it's, like, made for kind of – it's a little more, like, ruggedly built for, like, out in the woods. It's, like, Filson's, like, a hunting and fishing.
Oh, gotcha.
And, like, kind of
work. Oh, it's the thing with that Jimmy.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I don't even know if they still make the watches, but it's a beautiful watch. It's like a stainless steel anodized case with, like, a crystal glass so, like, it doesn't get scratched and, you know, yada, yada, yada.
Yeah.
But it's a nice watch.
I got to
wear it.
I finally went shopping the other day. I got some cool clothes.
Oh.
I went to Nordstrom. Let me tell you something. This guy hooked me up with all the best clothes. He took me and I went with my mom, my dad. We went in there. He knew every freaking item of clothing in that store, and I finally got some cool clothes.
It's so funny you said that, because last time I went to Macy's, I was just buying a pair of sneakers, and same thing. The kid knew everything. I wanted to buy everything on the rack, you know? But it's funny you should bring up clothes, because I'm going to a wedding. That's why I can't go to the Blackbone on the 17th. We got to go away to New Hampshire for a wedding. And I said, you know, let me try. I'm putting some clothes away. I said, let me try on these clothes, see if they still fit me, whatever, dress clothes, because I never wear them, just weddings and wakes. But I put my fucking pants away. How many pairs of jeans do you have?
Me?
Do you know? Yeah.
Maybe like 8, I don't know. Like nice jeans?
Yeah. Just any jeans.
I don't know. 8 to
oh, well,
eight,
I have work
10,
jeans
I don't know.
And regular.
Yeah. Say
nice
the
jeans.
Work pants
yeah.
are, I have like 5 pair and they are disgusting.
Yeah, dude,
and
you told me
nice
you wash
jeans.
Them like once every 2 weeks. Oh, look at him. This kid.
You know how many pairs of jeans I have?
What do you have, like 30, 40?
No, not that many. That's crazy.
20?
17.
That's a lot of
How many of them do you wear?
I know.
So how many did you bring? How many did you bring to East Durham?
That was funny part. I probably brought 5 of them,
and I wore two.
I wore one maybe because on the set they gave. I brought a pair home. And it was funny because Graz was doing laundry nonstop, and I'm like, I'm never doing laundry. I'm like, why are you doing so much laundry? I finally figured out he was wearing clothes to the set. I would bring my clothes, so I didn't have to change. You know, I'd have they do all the laundry. You know. But, yeah, it just 17 pair. Two of them were, like, shitty, but probably, like, summer work, summer dress. But, you know, I got, like, summer ones, winter ones, like, heavier ones. But, you know, some are, like, tan. But I'm like, I can't believe I get 17 pairs of jeans.
That is actually a lot of pairs. You could wear
a
different pair every day
six.
For over 2 weeks.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But like some of them I wouldn't wear. They're like tan and they're like work ones. You know what I mean? But it's like, you know, but still. But that's the part that sucks is Carhartt gave me a nice gift card to use.
Oh.
Yeah, very, very nice.
It's
not going to get used on jeans, I can tell you that.
There you go. When I recently, like, I found a pair of Levi's that I like on Amazon. And yeah. Now, like, every, like, 3 weeks, I just, when I have a bad pair of work jeans, I just throw them away and I replace them with a pair of Levi's. But I feel like Levi's have just turned to shit. Like, they last me, like, four months, I basically wear through them.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, they don't last like they used to. But I stopped wearing Levi's. I just didn't like the way they fit. But, wow, it's yellow outside.
They got real small. Like, I wear the 511s used to be, like, they're, like, a slim jeans.
Yeah,
now I'm a 30-32. The 32s are like 2 inches shorter than my other 32-inch long pants. Like,
yeah,
it doesn't make sense.
Yeah, that's what I can't stand. But you know what? The best jeans, they're expensive, but Duluth.
They make nice work jeans.
Theirs is so good. And, they're $70 a pair, but they're, you know, triple stitched. Everything's doubled on the cuff and everything. Because that's what they were, the Carhartt jeans they gave us, they were nice, but they were real thin. Mm. Yeah, I didn't like the pockets and everything, but, you know, whatever. But,
no good.
Did you guys used to have Bob's stores near you? Bob's?
Yeah, there's one near me.
They're all closed around here now, but they used to have jeans that were like, I used to love, they were like $20 a pair.
Those are all the ones that are like mistakes, right? Bob's gets all
No.
Which store is that? Mistakes.
TJ Maxx.
That's TJ Maxx?
Or Marshalls, there's a couple of them that have now gone.
They used to have, like, carpenter jeans. Like, they're, like, $20 a pair, but they're, like, thin. But when they'd rip, they're nice. Like, you can just replace them, you know? But we don't have those type stores around anymore. But I got plenty of jeans. Nobody send me jeans, please.
Yeah.
But I have too many. But I like the Carhartt t-shirts. Now that I wear glasses, I like the pocket, too.
Yeah, I have those. I bought some and got them. My logo on the back of them, the Carhartt ones.
Oh, 2XL. Actually, XL and Carhartt.
I got to get some more made.
But
here you go.
What's that? All right. What else? Anything?
That's it. I have a column to make tonight before 6 a.m. tomorrow.
Uh-oh.
So that's about it.
Yeah. Yeah, that's good for me because that's my first night home and I want to get off the podcast.
I want to thank everybody for listening. Next week's episode will be episode number 50.
Wow.
Which is a big milestone.
Yeah, no, that's because
if you think about what the impact – actually, Derek, this is a real, like, full circle for you. Think about the impact that making it 100 had on your life.
Oh my God.
And think about how we've done 50 episodes of this.
Yeah.
I can't believe
we've
done 50.
We'll tell that whole story next week.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's tied into the show and everything. So people can get another dose of the show and be sick of that. So it'll be great.
Sounds good. We'll see everybody next week. Check us out on everything, YouTube, Instagram, Patreon, Twitter, Blogger, MySpace. See everybody next week.
Especially Patreon.
Patreon.com/Derek from Malden. Derek is back in the homestead, and he's got to get the fuck out.
Yep.
So support him on Patreon.
Yeah, please help me. Thank you.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.